Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I say welcome to another edition of Dragon Sports Live. I'm Dante Payne, and it's about to go down on this Sunday afternoon, April 7th. Y'all know what it is. It's the Final Four Championship between Iowa and South Carolina, Purdue and UConn facing off. It's the battle of the number ones, y'all. We're going to talk more about that in a second. With those who are new to this, I am Dante Payne, and you are listening and rocking with Dragon Sports Live. This is not just your typical podcast. It's your podcast about sports and music. And what better way to start the show off right? Let's hop into some music by Odd Henry, Angela's Heart, on Dragon Sports Live, followed by Slick J Adams, So Good. Let's get it, y'all.
You saw me, don't mean that you wrong. Yeah. I wish that you knew that I knew you was different. Yeah. Started seeing your sloppy intentions. Had me thinking you really did miss me. Love your lies with my heart ain't forgive you. Roll call, I hear from your heart. Just be real and that shit ain't that hard. Gave my all and I lowered my guard. I just wanna cry in the dark. This is chamber love. Yeah. Gave you everything that you would want. Showed you love, why the fuck did you run? Let's be honest, I'm not what you want. Nah, I don't give a fuck, cause I'm done. And if I go back, then I'm done. I'ma do you like you did me. I'ma play with your heart just for fun. I'ma play with your emotions and feelings. Whenever you text me, I'ma say I ain't seen it. Open your eyes, can you see what I'm seeing? We say the same words, but got different meanings. I gave you my heart and you fucked on and dropping. Now when you come up, I just switch up the topic. Heart going once, I feel like an auction. Left me so stranded, treat me like an option, yeah. All in with no plan B. How I see the door, but I can still never leave. Thought you would be the best for me, but better off if you can let me be. So let me grow without checking in, cause I ain't getting no return when I invested in. Love lost, I can never win, yeah. Yeah. When I cry out loud, yeah. Wonder if you hear me when nobody's around. Love's a silent killer, and I feel like you gon' let me down, yeah. Loved and lost, and now I'm buried above ground. Buried above ground. Yeah. This is chamber love. Yeah. Gave you everything that you would want. Showed you love, why the fuck did you run? Let's be honest, I'm not what you want. Nah, I don't give a fuck, cause I'm done. And if I go back, then I'm done. I'ma do you like you did me. I'ma play with your heart just for fun.
I don't know what you did, but you did it right. Girl, you make it look so easy. Everywhere you go, heads turning left and right. Can't say you a dime, you're a 20 piece. Cause girl, you're all the reason I be acting funny. Everything in me telling me don't let you get away. And all you're shutting it down everywhere you go. Girl, I want you as bad as I wanna check. Cause you're sexy from head to toe. Girl, you're all the reason I be acting funny. Everything in me telling me I'll let you get away. And all the guys looking like they wanna love you. Every day I'm your body, got not over my dead body.
Oh,
when you're at the job, just taking a break, girl.
Why you gotta look so good?
In the club, turning up.
Why you gotta look so good?
On the dance floor, giving more.
Why you gotta look so good?
Why you gotta look so good? Why you gotta look so good?
That last song that y'all heard, the kickoff Dragon Sports Live, was Slick J Adams. Why you gotta look so good? And speaking of looking so good, on the 3rd of this month, Shohei Ohtani gets his first home run. Now y'all know why what's significant about that day? Because 6 years ago, he got his first home run with the Angels. So he gets his first home run with his newfound team, the Dodgers. And boom, on the exact same day, he got his first home run with the Angels. They are looking good. Looking great, I might say. They're 8-3. One of those losses came to the Cubs. But yeah, they looking good. They play again today at 1:20 Central Standard Time. But in all actuality, looking good. You know what else was looking good? The rookie sensation Suzuki for the Cubs. He's also looking good as well. Seiya Suzuki has 11 RBIs, 2 home runs thus far. And yes, they're looking good. Like I said, they beat the Dodgers the other day 9-7. And then they play game 3 today. So right now, series is tied 1-1. Boom. But the Cubs are going to be without Jameson Taillon and Patrick Wisdom. 15-day IL for Taillon. He had a hamstring injury. And Wisdom, yeah, he was out too. So it's going to be a glorious day for them. Wisdom is out. He had a back injury, but he did begin his rehab assignment at AAA Iowa on Saturday. So he's there. Taillon's back. He's scheduled to do his rehab assignment AA Tennessee on Sunday. Mike McGraw of Chicago Daily gave that report on that. But yeah, like I said, they looking pretty good, both those teams. Cubs was scaring me a little bit, but then they started coming out the back. Sox, on the other hand, they're struggling. So normally you got the teams that are like, okay, they will not make a 100-win season. They will not do all it. Looking like it's starting to look like how the Orioles was a couple seasons ago, and the Astros is struggling as well, but so is the A's. Marlins has definitely been struggling. They've been struggling for the last couple of years, so I don't know what's going on with them. But we got a lot more baseball to play and just started the season, so hopefully they can turn around. But so far in the way to early rankings, they are on the verge to lose over 100 games. Just saying. So are the White Sox. White Sox went to rebuild mode, so I expect them to be losing too. We'll see. We will see. But yeah, overall, we got Yankees, Pittsburgh, and Guardians. They all sitting at 7-2, followed by the Dodgers, 8-3. You know, they sitting at the top of their conference. So it's like them teams struggling. It's going to be a nice little race in the American League East. And the Central and North American League is going to be a close race too as well. Except for the Marlins. They're 0-9 right now, so I don't know what's going on. But we'll see changes with that as they go forward. Because it's a long season. But speaking on the Astros, so Astros Ronel Blanco, he gets his first career start. He also welcomed his daughter into the world. And he gets the first no-hitter of the season as they had a 10-0 win over the Blue Jays. But also was a good surprise, positive surprise for the Astros. The Astros, Justin Verlander is set for rehab. He will start his rehab today in AAA Sugarland. So that we'll see him make his debut for the Astros. We'll see. Mine is no setback. You know, probably going to play two games before you see him make his debut. Pirates and Yankees, they're off to a good start. So Pirates is 5-0 for the first time in 41 years. Yankees opened a five-game. It was on a five-game win streak for the first time in 32 years. So both those teams haven't really started. It's been a while since they started 5-0 to start the season. So that's a good plus side too. And that's why they're sitting 7-2. And the Pirates sitting at 7-2. But both these teams was on a great start. Yankees pitcher Jonathan Luzon, they just went on injury, but he'll be okay. Now the A's, on the other hand, they're struggling on one end, because in five games, they had 13 errors. They had five errors in one game. So they struggling with that right there. And I think the A's is doing that on purpose, intentionally, because the team's moving. They'll be moved to Vegas, and they'll be playing in games soon. So the A's will play their 25-27 season at Sacramento River Cats home in Sutter Health Park, which holds about 14,000. That's the 25, because they signed a three-year contract. Even though the A's was trying to, or the Oakland was trying to give them to stay there by signing a five-year contract where they could opt out after the first 3 years, but they'll be playing Sacramento in the 25-27 season, given with a fourth-year option in case their stadium's not ready in Vegas. So that's a good significant process. Don't know what's going to happen with Oakland now since everybody's moving to a different place or and stuff like that, but we'll see. Rangers third baseman Josh Jung fractured his right wrist while getting hit by a pitch, so he's gonna miss some significant, at least about 6 weeks, depending on the injury. 6 weeks to 6 months, depending on the injury. Blake Snell is expected to debut for the Giants. So he's expected to make his debut. They did just recently acquire him. And he's expected to make his debut real soon. White Sox, though, on the other hand, they signed pitcher Mike Clevinger, who's 33 years old, to a one-year deal. Marlins traded infield Emmanuel Rivera to the Diamondbacks for cash considerations. In that move, they also designated infielder Jacob Amaya for assignment and right-hander, and they also lose right-hander pitcher Yuri Perez. He will undergo Tommy John surgery, so his season is done. So they probably gonna fill that spot too as well, but we'll see. No, nothing has been announced on that as well. So like I said, we'll see. Dodgers claim outfielder Taylor Trammell off waivers from the Mariners. And Rays' Wander Franco appeal was rejected by the judge, alleged sexual relationship. So his appeal has been rejected. We'll see, because he was appealing the check-ins that he had to keep doing. But he's currently not with the team right now. He's still in the Dominican Republic, if I'm not mistaken. He's still down there. So hopefully we'll see him with the team, but we don't know yet. So he's still training down there and still trying to stay in shape. But when it's stuff like that, you can almost be called Trevor Bauer, especially if they find it to be true. But his thing was alleged sexual relationship with a minor. So we'll see what that goes and how that case go. I'll let you know and keep you updated. Outfielder Jack Lee Bradley Jr. to sign with independent Long Island Ducks. Played last in 23 with the Kansas City Royals. So that's a good pause. He's trying to make a comeback season. You know, still got a lot in the tank. What better way to do that? Do it that way. Be strong with it. But, yeah. National star pitcher Steven Strasburg officially retires at 35. Now, he's the 2019 World Series MVP, whose pitcher career was derailed by injuries, has officially retired from basketball. So, now he was a hard-throwing right-hander who was number one overall pick in the 2000 amateur draft. And briefly rose to starting leading the franchise to his first championship in Washington Nationals history. So, yeah, he officially retires. He's done deal. Braves placed Ace Strider on IL with elbow injury. And Gray to come off IL to make Carver's debut on Tuesday. Diamondbacks star Perdomo to have knee surgery. That's he would end his season. And we got commotion still with the MLB Players Association and the leaders. So the Players Association say the shorter clock is to blame for pitcher injuries this year. Because it's been short. I think it's from... It went down from 20 to 18, and then from 18 to 15 when there's a run on the base or something like that. So that is causing a lot of discomfort and stuff like that. I don't know, but that is causing a lot of power struggle. It is a lot of power struggle going on inside the organization and the owners and the players, but we'll see. Red Sox put Story on IL with dislocated shoulder. So we don't know how long he'll be on IL for, but he does have a dislocated shoulder. Hopefully he don't have to need shoulder surgery. Valamir Jr.'s post-home run shush draws ears of Yankees fans. And Shamlin streak snapped by retroactive change. So, Andrews first baseman Nolan Sherman's streak snapped by a retroactive change. On base streak began his major career has ended at 30 games due to a retroactive scoring change made nearly a week after the game. His streak was still the third longest in baseball history. And it's over at the change on. And it was basically from the Los Angeles game. They played the Angels game at Baltimore on March 30th. So, It is what it is. Hey, that those things happen, but we gonna give y'all some more music here on Dragon Sports Live, cause it's about to go down. Yeah. What we got coming up? We got Brother Rick coming up. I Wanna Know You here on Dragon Sports Live, followed by Anchors of My Soul, Drew Ava. Here on Dragon Sports Live. Check it out, y'all. And if y'all want to catch this podcast, y'all can find it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. Because this is Dragon Sports Live. Take it away, Brother Rick. I want to know you.
I want to know you. Show you, I know that I owe you. It's just like I told you, never put nothing before you, cause that's what I don't do. And though I'm below you, I'ma plant you and grow you. Deep inside of my mind, like an undersign, keep me charged and charge my power line. You hated, not faded, and know you the greatest. Your greatest debated, and that's why you hated. Undoubtedly doubted, no doubt about it. You rerouted, you clouded, we shout about it. I wanna be close, a lot closer knows. So wanna know you, and I'm sad about it. Like, what do you like? What are you needing from me? Am I what you need me to be? What is the purpose? Is it worth all the hurt that they keep on feeding to me? Am I on the right path with the right math that they keep on reading to me? What is your plan? Do you really understand? Can you hear me when I pray? I wanna know you.
I wanna know.
Trying to reap you and sow you.
Yeah.
Never let go, wanna hold you.
Never let go.
I'm trying to show you.
Yeah.
That I wanna know.
Time after time, give me a pen and show me the dotted lines. I sign to stay on the vine. I'm just trying to reap all your benefits. The way that you love me, we benefit. I'm trying to be part of your syndicate. And you know that my feelings are genuine. From my adrenaline rushing, signal Robitussin. You be bustin', flow no cussing. If I don't know you, that means I don't know nothing. I know something, and that something is I wanna know you better. Know your letters, know you like nobody ever knew. Like, what do you like? What do you need from me? Am I what you need me to be? What is the purpose? Is it worth all the hurt that they keep on feeding to me? Am I on the right path with the right mass that they keep on reading to me? What is your plan? Do you really understand? Can you hear me when I'm praying?
I wanna know you.
Know you. Oh.
Trying to reap you and sow you.
Reap you and sow. Reap you and sow.
Never let go, wanna hold you.
I wanna know you. Yeah.
I'm trying to show you that I wanna know you.
I wanna know.
My soul, keep me floating every moment I'm needing you most. You are my hope, be my joy, you're all I'll ever need, cause all I need is Jesus. Oh, oh, cause all I need is Jesus. Oh, oh, cause all I need is Jesus.
I'm giving him heaven, cause heaven is what we surely need. I'm with the Father of heaven, he's singing over me. Gotta put that new man on, so all the world can see that I got this king inside of me, the only reason I'm free. Gotta pick that cross up, singing about this wonderful God, the only one that can free us from all this lust and this pride. I got this fire in my bones, oh yeah, it shut up inside. I had these selfish desires, I was searching, nothing to find. Gotta pick that word up for certain, I know that I was purchased. But the one you see me worshiping, look at this mercy. Look at this foundation, I'm standing firm. Picking this banner up, I'm grateful for this man on earth. Heavenly wisdom, laying my will down, I'm laying my will down. The mystery been revealed now, I'm working my salvation out. You're the anchor of my soul, come and rain down on my soul. I'm safe now in this place now, you gon' love me all the way home, come on.
Be the anchor of my soul, keep me afloat in every moment I'm needing you most. You're my hope, be my joy, you're all I'll ever need. Cause all I need is Jesus. Ooh, oh, 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 cause all I need is Jesus. Oh, 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 cause all I need is Jesus.
There ain't no room to be consumed with the lust and the pride, especially when you got the Holy Spirit dwelling inside, bringing new life. Like every day it's a blessing, I choose Christ when I dwell in his presence. Listen, cause he's the last of when I go to sleep and the first when I wake up again. When people had their back against me, Lord, you've been my only friend. You show me love when you know I ain't deserving. Only one who makes it worth it, only one who gives me purpose, Lord.
Be the anchor of my soul, keep me afloat in every moment I'm needing you most. You're my hope, be my joy, you're all I'll ever need. Cause all I need is Jesus. Ooh, oh, oh, oh. Cause all I need is Jesus. Oh, 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 oh. Cause all I need is Jesus. Oh, 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 oh. Cause all I need is Jesus. Oh, 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 oh. Cause all I need is Jesus.
And welcome back to another edition of Dragon Sports Live. I'm Dante Payne, and it's about to go down. It's really going down in the football ranks. So far, it's a given that the Bears will draft Caleb Williams, but thus we don't know. But now it's a question of what would they do with the number 9 pick. So you got first and 9 in the first round. What would they do with that pick? That's the question that everybody has on the wonder. And it could be cool if they get Marvin Harrison Jr., you know, or, you know, a wide receiver, one of those top big dog wide receivers. But we don't know what or who they will draft with that number 1 pick. Like, everybody's speculating that Caleb Williams is going number 1. Now, you did show out your pro day, but so did Jaden Daniels, but they expect him to go to the Washington Commanders and Drake May to the Patriots. I mean, flip it. Drake May to Washington and Jaden Daniels to the Patriots. But we shall see, because have y'all not noticed that the round of the quarterback is starting to go to someone of color, Hispanic, any other race? A lot of these quarterbacks starting to become more athletic, versatile. Like, you can put them in any position and they'll do that. Like, you got one quarterback that used to be, that plays defense, but used to be a quarterback. So I want to know what they gonna do. It's been standing on it, it's been speculated. Like, we don't know what's going on. We don't know what they're gonna do. We don't even know who gonna go number one. Like, we don't know. But Bears do have 3 potential needs, positions of need, and 4 total picks in the upcoming draft, which makes their 9th decision 1 one of the more interesting pivotal points in the whole 3 days. Matt Efforts and Ryan Pose, they recently opened up their process behind determining the player they will take at number one. Me at number nine, but we don't know. Would it be a wide receiver? Or would it be a pass rusher or offensive tackle? A trade back to recoup draft capital? Are options as well. Like, we might have draft day trade, so might land blue chip prospect, perhaps wide receiver Rome Adunze with the 9th overall pick. We don't know. But we shall find out. Because, you know, the first thing they actually traded a pick up wide receiver Keaton Allen from the Chargers for a 4th-round pick. Which is cool. We got a little of nothing. And speaking of people getting people a little of nothing, Stephon Diggs is heading to the Texans for a 2025 pick, 2nd-round pick, a 24 6th-round pick, and a 25 5th-round pick. Literally just traded a bunch of picks to give C.J. Stroud another weapon to his already spectacular weaponry that he has now, plus the reigning rookie of the year, offensive rookie of the year. He's likely to utilize Diggs. Now, the Bills did waive, restructure his contract. So if Diggs wanted to become a free agent, he would become a free agent after also. He wanted to be stuck for 3 years. So they did void the 3 remaining years on his contract. So if he wanted to do a 1-year contract and spend time with the Texans, and if he decided to sign elsewhere, hey. But the Texans spent $144.5 million in guaranteed money this year. That's the most built by a team in the last few years. And they utilize they guaranteed money. They trying to build a team. They trying to become one. So boom, there goes that. And that was like other quarterback Tyler Heineke, he taking a pay cut to remain with the Falcons. Carson Wentz signs a 1-year deal with the Chiefs. Also, running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire, he signed a 1-year deal to remain with the Chiefs as well. So they strengthening those things up. Now, on the other hand, we got players that don't know what, doing stupid stuff. Like, you're a celebrity, people look up to you, and you doing stupid stuff. Like Rashid Rice, who is cooperating with authorities, but he was the driver in the Lambo that he was leasing. And if you're leasing that vehicle, you have to be the one driving. So he definitely was the one driving that video that caused a chain crash reaction. Like, some people have minor injuries, nothing too serious, but, you know, you speeding down a Lambo, racing and all that stuff. Yeah, that's not cool. That's not a good look. That's not a great look at all. So it's like, okay. Then you got to think about Cameron Sutton's situation as well. After allegations of domestic battery, now you potentially, anything domestic, you might be on the NFL exempt list, and that might end your career early. So there's like things like that you don't want to think about. I can't think about it. If I'm a person who's playing for one of these teams, I'm being on my best behavior at all times, because I know the camera's always watching. I know there's always somebody there. Somebody might be out to get me. I'm doing what's best for me. So it's like, okay. So, like, yes, right stuff is a little bit sudden, a little bit numb, but nah, I can't do it. Like, I try to do me to the fullest, but I'm doing me the right way. So I can't do it. Hopefully for the best of them. Hope they get all their issues resolved and they continue their playing careers. But I can't do it. In other news, though, we did lose former ex-cornerback Vontae Davis at the age of 35. Now it's the sad, stricken news. A lot of people remember him because he's the one that retired mid-game. He felt that something was off and was like, all right, I'm done. I can't do it. I'm done. Like, if you don't feel, when you feel something is wrong, yeah, I probably would have did it too, but I probably would have waited till after the game, played that game through like, this is my last game. But after this, I'm done. But no, yeah, it's sad to see that he's gone such at a young age, at age 35, and my condolences go out to his family in a resort. But yeah, that's sad to see. You can't help but be sad for that. But life gotta go on. Just hope his family can be able to get through everything and prosper. But my condolences go out to them. In other news, though, Vikings offensive coordinator Wes Phillips was suspended for 3 weeks, no pay, for the 2023 traffic stop while driving under the influence. So he is suspended by that. Hope the best for him as well. But hey, the Cardinals was ordered to pay ex-VP Terry McDowell $3 million for defamation. That's a lot of money that y'all got to pay up. Like, that's a lot of money that y'all got to pay up. Same thing with Pat Fitzgerald. Northwestern was trying to have the case dismissed, but that was denied in the Pat Fitzgerald case because he felt like he was wrongfully fired and he's feel like he's owed that the money that is due to him. So while y'all battling those cases, hopefully y'all get the best and all that. Memphis football coach Ryan Silverfield agrees to a 5-year deal. And Texas shuts down starting QB Brendan Morton for spring. So shut him down basically because he had just came off a shoulder injury. So they shut him down for the spring. He'll throw again in the summer. Ex-Giants coach Joe Judge joins Ole Miss staff. And Eric Bieniemy, he's back in the headlines, but for his focus is on UCLA, not NFL exit. He basically was telling everybody to go ask them why they let me go. My focus is here, and I'm here. I got a job to do. I'm going to do it to the fullest while I'm here. So I love the focus of that. Like, you basically, like, I'm focused on UCLA, not what's going on, what I can't control and stuff like that. Only can focus on what I can do and how I'm doing it to the best of my ability. I love that about a man. You know, it's kind of upsetting when you see him, somebody who does so well with teams but can't land a head coaching job and stuff like that. His time would come, his opportunity would come. Hope for the best for him. Iowa DB Cooper DeJean is cleared for football activities. He will hold an individual workout on April 8th at Iowa. He had a leg injury last season, ACL tear, if I remember correctly. But he is cleared, and like I say, he'll hold football activities. He'll hold a pro day individual workout April 8th at Iowa. Be sure to check it out. Defensive end London Merritt is heading to Ohio. That's the number 4 pass rusher on the ESPN big boards. And running back Abel Allen Rebels commits to Ole Miss football team, the number 58th on the big boards. Colorado is still improving their staff. So they bring in Hall of Famer Warren Sapp as a graduate assistant coach. Now, he is taking classes there, so he's graduate assistant coach, would be on the field working with the linebackers and stuff like that. That also adds to Prime's staff. Like, you got Pat Schumer, you got a couple big name peoples that's on his staff. Let's just put it that way. And I think that's a good move. Like, the best teams is usually teams that had, you got former, it consists of former players, consists of former head coaches, and then you got the ones that's never been a head coach, but been coordinators everywhere in different positions and got the experience. That's a good, on my part, I think that's a real good move. It's a great move. And I like when I see that, because sometimes those teams have the best success. It's like, if you look at the Chiefs, you got Nagy, you got Reed, you got a couple others who used to be head coaches. Same thing with the Commanders and Bears as well. So it's like, that's a good move right there. So we'll see what that is. My New England Patriots signed, they gave safety Kyle Duggar a 4-year, $58 million extension, which is great for them. It gives him an average annual value of $14.5 million a year. And he did receive the transition tag from the team last month, restricting his free agency. And he played the 24th season on the tag as well. He would have been paid $13.8 million, which is the average salary of the top 10 players at his position. But it's only been 5 NFL players who received a transition tag in the past 10 years, and none were safeties. So, and this deal comes right before their voluntary offseason program, which begins this week. So, cool. He was a rookie out of Division II, Lenore Rame, and quickly proved he belonged in the NFL. So, cool beans. Yeah. Welcome back to the fold, Mr. Duggar. Panthers give defensive tackle Derrick Brown. They reached the extension. He's agreed to a 4-year contract extension, and it's for $96 million. The deal also includes $63 million guaranteed. So that's a $24 million per year average on Brown's extension in his fourth height. And he is the fourth highest in the NFL for a defensive tackle. That only trails Chris Jones, Christian Watkins, and Justin Matabuki, who all signed new contracts as free agents during the offseason. So, cool. Big ups on that. Big ups, big ups, big ups, big ups. That's all I'm going to say. Giants bring back linebacker Simmons on a 1-year deal. And Orioles and Ravens both make a $10 million key bridge donation, because the bridge had collapsed because of the boat lost power and went right into a beam and caused the bridge to collapse. So they donated to make that, to get that big bridge back up and running, because it does connect. Like, it allows you, it's a nice little connect. It goes, it's a main bridge. Let's put it like that. That's the best way to put it. It's a main bridge. So we'll see how that goes and what it goes like that. We got some more. Let's go and take a quick break real quick. Give y'all some more music here on Dragon Sports Live. And then we're going to talk basketball, Final Four, women's, and men's. That is the thing that's coming up here on Dragon Sports Live. But we're going to get back into the music with Miss Independent, DJ D9, Apology, God Simply, Kel G, on Drug Sports Live.
Okay, 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 yeah, yeah. What's up, man?
What's up, man?
Run of them bands. It don't matter how she get it, long as she can. It's a Miss Independent, don't need no man. Only value the support from a fam. She a stripper,
she a
server.
Either
way, don't be cheap, better tip her. They go to waste, I gotta get her. Shorty, you should rock with me, cause I'm that nigga. Yeah, a nigga that's cold. Yeah, a nigga that's froze. Yeah, a nigga that lasts, even when you get a hit with the stroke. I know that thing in your past, I'm only leaving if you tell me to go. I'm trying to ditch those rags, my ambition gon' get us the glow. I need my money, racks, run it up to the max. All these years I've been working, I need it back to back. I done lost my focus, cause she just that bad. Got my nose wide open, can't be having that. Like it, how she make it, twerk, yeah, pop it, like it, drop it, work, yeah, hit that split, pay your rent, treat yourself, ignore the haters, let them talk they shit.
What's up,
fam? Run of them bands. It don't matter how she get it, long as she can. It's a Miss Independent, don't need no man. Only value the support from a fam. She a stripper,
she
a server. Either way, don't be cheap,
better tip her.
You, cause you a winner. I can't get caught fucking with these bitches that be bitter. I know you gon' always keep it solid from the dribble. Shawty gon' ride for me, even hold my pistol. Yeah, I text her I miss you. Yeah, can't wait to get with you. Yeah, she ain't on that ain't shit. Play that shit don't fit you. Shawty got that issue. Put her on the issue. Yeah, I enjoy her presence. Yeah, Shawty so official. Yeah, she's a nasty dancer, but she got her bachelor. I pull up in the spider, but I call it tarantula. She just caught a new range. She retired to act. Used to work at Blue Flames, so you gotta have bands for her.
What's up, fam?
Run of them bands.
It don't matter how she get it, long as she can. It's a Miss Independent, don't need no man. Only value the support from a fam. She a stripper,
she
a server. Either way, don't be cheap, better tip her. I can't let that go to waste, I gotta get her. Shorty, you should rock with me, cause I'm that nigga.
Facciamo quelle cose che ci capiamo soltanto noi. Hanno ragione, sei bravo, ti muovi come gli altri. Sì, ma poi sinceramente non lo capisco e me ne frega poco. Non ci pago l'affitto con quello che mi dicono loro. E no che non mi interessa, voglio vivere spensieratezza. Che il lavoro già ti stressa, ma pensa a chi sta senza. E non voglio seguire gli altri, non me ne è mai fregato, penso. Se vuoi rialzarti vieni con me, che in due ridiamo meglio
Dai vieni con me, che non c'è problema. Sto con tutti i fra, usciamo la sera, vedi. Non c'è più quella malinconia con me. La mandiamo via, ma parte tutto da te. Parte tutto da te, parte tutto da te. Parte tutto da te, yeah, 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 yeah. Parte tutto da te, parte tutto da te, parte tutto da te, yeah, yeah, yeah.
La tua amica mi pare un po' patica, più che musica propone plastica. La domanda mi viene automatica, il carattere lo lascia in camera. La mia testa è vero che naviga, questa è stupida e manco simpatica. Occhi come diamanti dell'Africa, ma il cervello che sembra una tavola. No vabbè. Lascia stare, non fa per me. Voglio solo pazzi intorno a me. Miele al collo, muore in coro il cash. Tavaroli più pazzo di me. Mi dice sei pazzo e vabbè. Me lo dicono tutti, ma il sole che ho dentro di me che mi unisce ai miei fra.
Dai vieni con me, che non c'è problema. Sto con tutti i fra, usciamo la sera, vedi. Non c'è più quella malinconia con me. La mandiamo via, ma parte tutto da te. Dai vieni con me, che non c'è problema. Sto con tutti fra, usciamo la sera, vedi. Non c'è più quella.
te, parte tutto da te, parte tutto da te, yeah, 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 yeah. Parte tutto da te, parte tutto da te, parte tutto da te, yeah, yeah, yeah. Succo di limone, succo di limone, succo di limone, rincorrendo i mone. Succo di limone, succo di limone, rincorrendo i mone, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Welcome back to another edition of Dragon Sports Live. That song, last song you heard was Yella, Suco de Leon May, here on Dragon Sports Live. And we do have a sign time today that's dropping at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. It is number one seed versus number one seed, Iowa, who's sitting at 34-4, taking on South Carolina, who's 37-0. It's about to be a showdown. Definitely going to be a showdown because both these teams, well, one of these teams, with the exception of four losses, Iowa has been, you know, on the tear, especially Caitlin Clark averaging 31 points a game. South Carolina's been on the tear, demolishing teams, even though some teams, they think they have teams close by, and then all of a sudden, second half, it comes down. So let's see who can bring, if Iowa can bring down South Carolina, who is undefeated this season. A lot of people saying that Caitlin Clark is the GOAT, but Staley was saying, I can't be, you know, I got to disagree on that because I didn't get a championship. You got to at least have a championship to be considered the GOAT. So that's a heartbreak right there. But, you know, but, you know, Iowa guard Caitlin Clark said, she said on Saturday that she doesn't think that's a fair assessment to say that she needs to win a national title to secure her legacy. I think she has done that. So, she's done that on different levels. She's done that scoring. She's leading. She's the all-time leader in Division I men's and women's scoring leader. Hey, I think that's a good feat of itself. So, now keep in mind, she, Staley pointed comments that she made it to the UConn forward Breon Stewart, and you know, Stewie is also known as one of the greatest, if not the greatest. So it's like, okay. But it is what it is. The little rivalry starts it up. I still think she's goated in NCAA. Even though she's going to the WNBA, I think she would fit well in that WNBA as well. So with Angel Reese as well. So it's like, I think they would fit very well. I think Reese might need to shoot the ball more, but I think she would fit well. So, yeah. But yes, it was a good game. Iowa won on account of a good game, but also a fatal call that, you know, an offensive foul that caused them to get a turnover. So, hey, but in all actuality, these teams are set to face off and square off at 2 p.m. Iowa took down UConn, which also was a good game, and that's how we went that way. So, it is what it is. St. Louis Vikings win the NIT Women's Championship, or BIT, which I don't know what that stands for, but, you know, it's gonna go down. And on the men's side, it's really going to go down because we got another battle of the number ones, Purdue and UConn. UConn is back in the national title game, trying to go back to back. And the number one seed Purdue and Zach Edey and crew, who also just been named the AP Player of the Year in the men's division for the second time. He's going to go back. But UConn survived Alabama on that and NC State. So both NC State men's and women's teams both was eliminated in the Elite Eight, but they both did well to get both teams in that. It's also the first time where you have both men's and women's there. It would have been the same for UConn, but UConn's been there a lot. So, big ups to them. And we'll see what it goes and who goes. Haven't really had anybody declare yet, but we did have, and some people might hate me for this, some people may not have hate me for this, but Bronny James, he declared for the NBA draft, but he will maintain his eligibility. And me personally, I think it's too soon to go. Like, I think you need to spend at least another year in college and then go, because you was averaging 4.9 points off 19 minutes, and you basically was a role player in there. So, like, if you want to have a high draft, I think you should stay back. But he did enter the transfer protocol, so it ain't announced where he would go, but he did enter the transfer portal. And I just want to, like I say, I want to see him strive more, like, stay another year. Don't try to go and come out like, now if you scoring 20 points a game, cool, that's different. But the NBA is a whole different broad game. So it's like, and you sounded like I'm gonna take my talents to enter the draft. Like, yes, you're good. Don't get me wrong, but I say stay another year and then go and see what you can do there. That's what I think should be happening. And I think that's how it should be. Like, don't force the issue, don't do none of that and stuff like that. So stay. Don't enter the draft. Now LSU guard Harry Van Lip, she enters the transfer portal as well, but we'll see how that goes. Cause she used to be averaging this, and now she's and then she became a role player when she went to LSU. So it's like, we'll see how that goes, where it goes, and stuff like that. So we'll see. Guard Jalen Tyson from California, he's declaring for the NBA draft. And Washington State hires David Riley as coach. Oklahoma State hires Steve Lutz, who replaces Mike Boynton, who was 119 and 109 in 7 seasons with Oklahoma. USC is going to have a different look, like I stated before, because, let's see, the only person that was remaining as far as that was on that squad still was Bronny, but now he's in, like I say, he's in transfer protocol. Guard Cody Johnson transferring to UCLA. Boogie Ellis is out of eligibility, and Isaiah Collier could declare for the draft. So he could draft the draft. On top of that, UFC hires Arkansas Eric Musselin to replace Andy Enfield, because they let Enfield go. But on top of that, Musselin used to close the war, so he's bringing NBA coaching experience to the college level and a very successful coach. We'll see how that goes. Seton Hall rallies late to top Indiana State to win their first NIT title since 1953, which that's a very long time. Very long drought, especially in the NIT, which is the National Invitational Tournament. Or in other words, not in the NCAA brackets, but you can still play. That's what I look at it as. SMU hires former USC coach Andy Enfield to replace Rob Liner. So he's going to SMU. And Drake names Ben McCollum as the next coach there. On the NBA side, though, we did have Sixer center Joel Embiid. He returned to the floor. He scored 24 in his first game back. And they beat OKC. So they're 27 and 28 when he plays, and they was 14 and 27 when he doesn't play. He also scored in 29, second game back. But on top of that, it was like he said he had a mental it's a mental for him, but that's because you didn't score 30 or 40 points, but you still scored 24 points, and I ain't see where the mentalness is. It might be some, but I didn't see it. And when I watched those games, I didn't see it at all. I didn't see no mental, because you grab 7 boards, you scored, now you just ain't grab a double-double like you should. But I didn't really see it, especially in the second game you play. I didn't really see a mental back down. So it's like, because you scored 29 points in 33 minutes and you played, and y'all was 2-0. You're 2-0 since y'all been back. So I didn't really see a mentalness in there. Like, I didn't feel like you was back. I feel like you was back to your MVP form. You picked up where you left off. That's how I feel. And that's what I see. But, you know, it is what it is. Y'all now 28-8 with Embiid on the floor in the lineup this season. So that's also a good plus. But we'll see. The 76ers was also fined $100,000 for violating injury reporting rules with Joel Embiid as well. They definitely broke some rules. Because it was like reporting after Joel Embiid's return to the court Tuesday night, who had been listed out of Tuesday's game for 24 hours, was suddenly upgraded to commercial before the 76ers. Nick Nurse spoke around 5:45 before that home game against the Thunder. Because then Embiid was declared available and placed into the starting lineup. Whoa. And the only reason they got fined that much, because this is not the first time that they violated injury reporting rules was taken into account. But 2 years ago, they was fined $50,000 for again and be returned to the court in a similar matter for game three of the second round of playoffs against the Heat. Like this week, Embiid was also returning from a knee injury. So it's the second time that they got that. That's why he got that $100,000 fine, which is triple the amount and beyond the amount. So it's like, whew. It's crazy when you look at that. Like, why would y'all do that? Just, like, why? Because OG Anunoby, he was back after 9 games out, and he nets 12 in a loss versus Embiid, 24 his first game, and then 29 his second game. So, Zion 6 for the Pelicans versus the Spurs with a finger injury. And Dorian Finney-Smith plays in front of his dad for the first time, which, that's a good thing. It's far meaningful. It's meaningful. So, it's like, yeah, Finney-Smith's mother, Albert Smith, was at Barclays Saturday night for a Nets win over the Pistons. And this marked the first time that Smith was able to see his son play in person, which is good. So Dorian Smith's father, Finney Smith's father, was convicted in 96 of second-degree murder, malicious wandering, and commission of a firearm. Death of Willie Anderson II. He was sentenced to 44 years in prison. So he got released in that spam. He served 28 years and 9 months and 10 days of that sentence. But he was able to see his son play, which is a good... Like, if I was locked up, I come out and I get to watch my son play and I've been hearing good things about my son, oh, I'm gonna live it up. I'm gonna show out, especially, like, if I see my parents again, I'm gonna try to show out the best I can. Or if I see my son and my fiance at the game, I'm gonna try to show out. I'm gonna do it the best in my ability and how I stick to my game, though. That's good you get to see your son play. Who's topping the Hall of Fame? So this year we got Vince Carter, we got Chauncey Billups, and we got Augustus. So you got the 8-time All-Star NBA Rookie of the Year in 99 with the Raptors. Longest career in NBA history, playing 22 seasons for the Raptors. Nets, Mavericks, Grizzlies, Hawks, Magic, Kings, and Suns. And it was 21st on the career points for the 21st. Yeah. 21st on the all points career history. He played at North Carolina College under Dean Smith. So that's Vince Carter going there. Billups, who's 47, 5-time All-Star, won an NBA championship with the Pistons in 2004. He was the MVP of the finals. And now is the coach of the Portland Trail Blazers. Now, he was picked overall in 1997 by the Boston Celtics. But his pro career was a little slow to develop. And Vince found home in Detroit, making his first All-Star game in his 9th season. So that's good. You get to see them in also 85-year-old Wes was inducted as a contributor. 14 All-Star was inducted as a player in 1980. So now he spent 20 years as an executive for the Lakers, helping the franchise win 8 championships from 1980 to 2002. And was general manager of the Memphis Grizzlies and executive with the Golden State Warriors. Now, Augustus was a four-time WNBA champion with the Minnesota Lynx. The six-foot guard played at LSU, helping the program to three Final Fours. She's his 13th in WNBA history with 6,005 points. And Cooper, y'all know who she is, Cynthia Cooper, five-time NBA champion for the Showtime Lakers in the 1980s, and teammates with stars Magic Johnson, James Worthy. Cooper worked on the defensive end of the court, making 8 all-defensive teams. Davis, who died in 2023, is the leading scorer for the Phoenix Suns, and he was the 1978 Rookie of the Year. Them are your people that's leading the 2024 Hall of Fame class. So you got Vince Carter, Chauncey Billups, that's Dare Cooper and Davis and Augustus. Them all leading your Hall of Fame class for 2024. So it's going down. Oh, the NBA will have, which I think is something unique, it will be a 2-day draft for the first time. Now, that's coming up. So it's like a 2-day draft instead of 1 day. It'll be 2 days. So I think they'll do first round 1 day and second round next day. But we'll see on how that goes. But it will be the 2-day for the first time. Spurs guard Devin Vassell, he has a stress reaction in his foot. So, and him and Jerry Sohan, who had an ankle impingement, they're done for the season, rest of the season. Even though they was eliminated for contention, they're done for the rest of the season. Also allows Victor Wembanyama to shine a little bit more. Definitely think he's a Rookie of the Year candidate, but I also think it's between him and Holmgren. That's just how I feel because them two been performing. Also, Jaime Vasquez as well of the Miami Heat. I think those three guys have been performing to the best of their ability, plus some in there. So, you know, we'll see where that goes on that. How that goes, where it's going to go, and how it's going down. But looking at the standings right now, far as the NBA, we already had the Celtics clinch. They clinched best lead record. They also clinched the playoffs and home field advantage throughout the playoffs as well. Looking at the Eastern Conference, so next, Raptors, Hornets, Wizards, and Pistons was already eliminated from contention. So that means any of these teams in the remaining games, I think we got like 2 weeks left or 3 weeks left. So the Hawks in the play-in, the Bulls in the play-in, Sixers, Heat. Right now, all varying. Bulls is on a, they're 5-5 in their last 10. Hawks is 6-4 in their last 10, but they're steadily creeping up where they take on Orlando today. Like I said, steady creeping up. We also got on the Western Conference side, Denver, Minnesota, and Oklahoma City all clinch playoffs. So that race for, basically the race for is, let's just say, 5 through 10 right now is all pretty close. It can be up for grabs. Like, Warriors can go from 10 to jump up into 6. If they get help from other teams like Dallas and Mavericks and the Suns and them losing, they can jump up 10. And then you got the Rockets, who hasn't been eliminated yet, but they're on the bubble. They can still make the play-in. So, how the Eastern Conference is already set, as far as the play-in with the Bulls and with the Bulls and Hawks basically clinched in the play-in, they're locked, everybody else is eliminated. Let's see. Because you got the Jazz eliminated, Grizzlies eliminated, Trailblazers eliminated, and San Antonio Spurs eliminated. Basically, the Spurs, what was he? Spurs, Hornets, Wizards, Pistons are playing for who's going to get that number one pick. And right now, it's looking like the Pistons, followed by the Wizards, then the Spurs and Hornets. So those teams looking to, you know, potentially have lottery picks and stuff like that, be able to draft who they want to draft first and off the back, but it's looking pretty close. We got the Boston Celtics taking on the Portland Trail Blazers today at 5 p.m. Also, the Bulls taking on the Magic in Orlando. So we shall see how that goes. But until then, I catch y'all on the next show. I'm Dante Payne, and you listen to Dragon Sports Live. Signing off. Boom.